But other people say that there are particular days on which you should go to church. And they call that keeping the Sabbath. For one, that is not keeping the Sabbath. There's nothing in the commandments that say this is the day you're going to go to the synagogue. This is the day you're going to meet with people and discuss the Lord. You're supposed to stay at home. And you keep it as a hallowed, holy day to God. You keep it as a day to which you dedicate yourself to God and the knowledge of God, laying aside your labors, laying aside your daily tasks and the struggle for existence. But then you look at the way they keep their holy day in the modern times. They go to church for a couple hours and then what? What happens next? Is it a holy day or a holy hour? It's a holy hour. I tell you, it's holy hour. Go to church, holy hour's on, holy hour's over, where's happy hour? Because I like happy hour a lot better than holy hour. And you know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. People don't like going to church. I don't like going to church. I hate going to church. Honestly, when I go to church, I almost always end up hating it. I don't like it. Because I just don't like the traditions. I don't like the way it's conducted. I don't like a lot of things. I'm a problem. I'm always a problem. I'm a problem for people and I'm a problem for myself. So what am I going to do? I don't like it. Other people, oh yeah, they like it. They keep the holy day. And then what? What happens next? Well, then they go off and do their thing. Oh, but Paul, the Apostle Paul said we should not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. Well, I didn't say you should forsake gathering yourselves together. But is that what church is? Just because you're all gathered together in one place to listen to one person talk? You call that gathering together in the Lord's name? I mean, it is, in a very technical sense, you're gathering together. But you're not really together. In many cases. I'm not saying in every case. I'm just saying, a lot of times, church is very impersonal. You walk in, you walk out. You walk in, I don't mean speaking in tongues. I just mean, it's bubbly boo boo blah. Talkity talkity. Yeppity yeppity. Singity singity. Songity songity. Goodbye to goodbye. There's no content worth mentioning. In my side, to me, it's just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know, they talk, but somehow they never get to the gospel. Nothing they say, from my perspective, ever really gets me excited. I've been in one church in my entire life where I got excited about what was being spoken. You know, that was the first time I ever heard the gospel preached. So it's not exclusively so, but for the most part, you go to church and it's pretty, And I don't mean it has to be an exciting preacher up there necessarily. I'm just saying that the whole activity of sitting and listening to a lecture, is that the Sabbath? Is that the keeping of the Sabbath? You know, and then when you leave to go after your covetousness, is that the keeping of the Sabbath? To have your heart turned to the world? You know, oh, it's a special day to God. Oh, church is over. Now the special day changes in character. We're going to have a special football day. We're going to watch our favorite Sunday shows. Or we're going to go do stuff. Stuff that would technically be unsabbath-like. And not that I'm saying, and believe me, I'm not lobbying for a stricter observance of the Sabbath. As I said, I don't honor any day. To me, there's nothing wrong with going on a day to meet with people and then spending the rest of the day digging in your garden, doing manual labor. I find nothing wrong with that. Because I don't honor any day above another. I honor every day alike. That's what Paul said. One man honors one day above another. Another man honors every day alike. But some people who honor one day above another are very sort of militaristic about it. They want to impose that observance on you. They want you to affirm their teachings by observing the way they observe. Which essentially usually boils down to go to church on Sunday or Saturday, whatever. But it's still just going to church. As if that was somehow what God wanted. That's how you enter into his rest. Go to church. Well, you might fall asleep, but you're not entering into his rest. The Sabbath was made for man. It's for man to enter into rest. Not a physical rest per se. Though that was the shadow. But it is the rest of the Spirit to enter in to the Spirit of God, to the place where the Spirit of God is, and to receive of God good things. Every morning when I rise and teach, I enter into his rest. I cease from my own labors, and I labor as he labors. I labor as the Creator labors, as I do the work of a priest, as I do the work of a prophet. The works that are done on the Sabbath are the works of God. That's his whole point. The priests profane the Sabbath and are blameless because they're doing the works of God. The Sabbath is the day for doing God's works. That is Jesus' message. The Sabbath, the number one thing you ought to do on the Sabbath is do the God's works. Do God's works on the Sabbath. We ought to work on the Sabbath. We ought to do the work of God on the Sabbath. And I say every day is good for doing God's works. But I understand some people have jobs and a very demanding career that keep them from that. But if you have one day a week you can dedicate. One day you can. If you honor one day, then honor that day. Honor that day completely. Because the fact that you're missing out on those other days. I mean, you're not able, I mean, we all should enter into his rest on a continuing basis. Whether we honor days or not, we ought to enter it in because we need Christ on a daily basis. We don't just need him one day a week. And that is the message, that the Sabbath day is a great day to do the works of God. That's why he heals this man on the Sabbath day. That's what he's saying. It's a day to forgive sin. It's a day to overcome sin. And that's today. Today, if you will hear his voice. That's what Paul was teaching. It's like, the Sabbath is today. Today happens to be the Sabbath. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, not the day I'm recording this, but the day you're listening to this, it's the Sabbath day. Enter ye into his rest. That is how the Christian Sabbath works. I taught on this extensively in my Bible study on the book of Hebrews. Verse 7. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan. And they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him, because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is to say, the sons of thunder. And Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And the multitude cometh together again, so they could not so much as eat bread.